हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। अयमात्मा हि ब्रह्मैव सर्वात्मकतया स्थितः इति निर्धारितम् श्रुत्या बृहदारण्यसंस्थया सीन् बृहदारण्यक उपनिषत् दर्स इस् महावाक्यम् अयम् आत्मा ब्रह्म एण्ड् सो दट् ही सेस् अगेन् दिस् कोट्स् दिस् सेम् अयम् आत्मा हि ब्रह्म एव हि एट् एव ओके दिस् आत्मन् इस् नथिङ्ग् बट् ब्रह्मन् नन् अदर् देन् ब्रह्मन् दिस् आत्मन् इस् ब्रह्मन् मीन्स् द सेल्फ् द ट्रूत् रियालिटि आफ् the individual, every individual is the vastu indicated by the pronoun I. When every individual uses the pronoun aham, that aham is the nearest. The word here I am means not English I am, Sanskrit I am, this indicates the nearest self. What is the I am indicates this, but anything which is near is I am. But here this I am here indicates the nearest I am, that is self. So that the substance, the content of aham is nothing but pure consciousness, which is the truth of the entire universe, which is the Sat-Chit Anandam Brahma, which is of the nature of limitlessness. This Atma is Brahman. And that when you say Atma is Brahman, you mean the self is Brahman means this self, the Aham Shabdartha, the meaning, the implied meaning of the word Aham. Even though Aham Shabdartha, the Vachartha includes body, mind and complex. The Vachartha, the literal meaning of the word Aham, includes what? Not just the pure consciousness, it includes even the entire, all the components indicated by the word individual, isn't it? All the components, such as body, mind, sense complex, all of them with Atma, together constitute the Tvampada Vachyartha. But Tvampada Lakshyartha is what? Only consciousness, which is the truth of every individual. Therefore, and that is indicated by the word I am, this pronoun here. I am, this Atma, I am Atma, this self, which is the self, is Brahman, and that Brahman reality alone is what now? Which is the self of all the beings also. Not only the self, myself is Brahman, the self of everything else is Brahman only. Because Brahman happens to be the reality, the truth, the self of every other individual also. Sarva Atma Kataya Sitaha means that which alone remains as the self of everything, self of all the beings also. That is, for when you say my aham brahmasmi, something else is not Brahman. You can't say. Isn't it? The truth of the individual, myself, is Brahman. Aham brahmasmi. This self is Brahman. And which Brahman, which reality, the consciousness, is the self of all the beings also. That is how you are establishing the oneness of the self. Okay, the second self other than this Atma. This Atma is the self of all the beings. You know, it said, Aham Brahmasmi, and Brahman is everything, therefore Aham Idam Sarvam. Everything else is the self only. Sarva Atma Kataya Stitaha Iti Brihadaranyaka Samsthaya Shrutya Nirdharitam. That means it has been very well established. Brihadaranya Samstha means the some Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, by that Upanishad, but now by that words of Shruti also, Nirdharitam, it has been ascertained. They're firmly revealed. That means there's no, we don't need to have any doubt. Anubhutopyaham loko. Anubhutopyaham loko.
Anubhutopyaham loko.
Vyavaharakshamopisan.
Vyavaharakshamopisan.
Asadrupo yatha svapnaha.
Asadrupo yatha svapnaha.
Uttarakshana
badhataha.
Anubhutopyaham loko.
Anubhutopyaham loko.
Vyavaharakshamopisan.
Vyavaharakshamopisan.
Asadrupo yatha svapnaha.
Asadrupo yatha svapnaha.
Uttarakshana badhataha.
Uttarakshana badhataha.
Okay. See, anubhutaha. Anubhutaha is a... Actually, anubhuta is a participle of the anubhavati. No? Bhudatuhu becomes bhavati, means becomes. But anu, when you say bhavati, you add the prefix anu, it becomes experience. Bhavati becomes is. Anubhavati experiences. What is the noun? Anubhavaha, experience. Bhavaha, becoming, happening, being. Bhavaha means being, happening, becoming. But anubhavaha, when you add the prefix, it becomes experience. So that the same root bhu, if you add the participle ta, it becomes experienced. Anubhutaha. Anubhuta is a participle. And here it what has been experienced is the lokaha. What is experienced? What is object of experience is the lokaha. Therefore, the word lokaha happens to be masculine gender word. You say anubhutaha lokaha. Anubhutaha api. I am lokaha, this universe. Why we say this universe? The universe which is available for experience now, at present. Wherever you are. Therefore, it's called what? I am lokaha, this universe. Why this universe? In deep sleep state, you can't call it this universe. In waking dream, you can't call it this universe. This universe means which is at present available for experience in the waking state is called what? This universe. When you are able to talk about the universe, you can always say what? This universe. Because which is available for experience right now at this time, at present. Isn't it? So, I am lokaha, this universe, anubhutaha, na, is experienced. Anubhutaha should be taken as is. Even though it means past participle, is experienced. Api. Api is what now? Even though this universe is experienced, experienceable, available for experience, very much available for experience. Vyavaharakshamaha. Vyavaharakshamaha means transactable also. This one which is non-transactable, isn't it? Vyavahara kshama. Vyavahara kshama. We add the word kshama with that. Vyavahara kshama means transactable. Available for transaction also. Vyavahara kshamaha api. Vyavahara, you are able to relate to the world. You are able to transact in the world, therefore vivahara kshamaha, available for transaction. So even though this world is available for experience, even though the api here is even though adyapi, even though this world is very much available for transaction, So transactable, experienceable are experienced. Sun, being. Sun meant being. Even though it is, this world is transactable. Sun means is. Even though this world is experienced, still you have to say, add here, still, asadrupaha means what? It is as good as non-existent. This world is as good as non-existent. You can't say the world is non-existent, but the world is as good as non-existent. Asadrupaha. You have to say as good as, okay? The world is asadrupaha. The world is as good as non-existent because it is mithya. Mithya means what? It is as though. Anubhutaha api ayam lokaha. Vyavaharakshamaha api san. Asadrupaha. This world is as good as non-existent because it is mithya. Mithya means what? Because it has no independent existence. Because it has only borrowed existence. Why it is only borrowed? Because it's only namarupa. Mithya means what? It only namarupa. Namarupa means what? It's asadrupam. Asadrupa, it's as good as non-existent because it has no independent existence. It has no independent existence, therefore it is as good as non-existent. You have to come like this. It is asadrupaha, as good as non-existent because it has no independent existence. It has no independent existence because it is mithya. It is mithya because it's only just the namarupa. Isn't it? Namarupa. Namarupa means what? It is non-substantial. Because substance is something different. Isn't it? Something different. Atma. Therefore, asadrupaha. Oh, how can you say asadrupa? Because that's what first he says. Even though it is experienced, now it's available for transaction, transactable also. Still asadrupaha. Like what? Yatha swapnaha. Just as the dream. It means what? Even if you think this world is real also, it seems to be real, it is apparently real, empirically real when you are experiencing it. It is not permanent because experience goes, isn't it? It is 24 hours, suppose when you say, all the time it is not available for transaction. There is a time the world is not available for transaction in a day. Even if you are very gudakesha, even if you keep awake for the whole day and night, and how, no, then there is a time when you will fall asleep and the world becomes non-existent for you. And when the death happens, the world becomes non-existent for you. In samadhi, the world becomes non-existent for you. And also in pralaya, the world becomes non-existent for you. Isn't it? Therefore, there are four occasions when the world becomes non-available for experience. The world is, in spite of being, it is not available for experience. When in pralaya, you cannot experience the world because the world is not. It is resolved. In samadhi, the world is not available for experience. The world becomes resolved. In death also, until the world is not available for experience. Because in sleep also, the world is not available for experience. No way. Every time the knowledge I am is resolved, finished. The world is not available for experience. Resolved means what? I mean, naturally, the thought, I thought resolves, idam thought also resolves. There's no world. Therefore, this world, what is there when that I thought resolves? What is then the idam thought resolves? What is there when the world resolves? Or when the world is? When the world is resolved or when the world is experienced? Resolved means non-experienceable world. The experienced world. Ananubhutaha lokaha, anubhutaha lokaha. Isn't it? The world not available for experience and the available for experience. All the times what is always there? Experiencing the non-availability of the world and the available world also. Experiencing the available world, experiencing the non-available world. It is there, world is. But it is not available for experience. When the world is unmanifest, it is not available for experience. In death, in samadhi, because I thought is resolved by practice of meditation, then also the world is not available for experience. In death also, what now? The whole sukshma is resolved because I thought is resolved, therefore it is not available for experience. The instruments of experience are all resolved. The mind and sense organs are resolved. I thought is resolved, the world is not available for experience. Also in deep sleep state, what happens? In deep sleep state also, the mind instrument of transactions, the mind is resolved. That mind is resolved means what? The knowledge I am is resolved, remains resolved, not manifest. The knowledge of the world also is resolved. And the mind is not backing up the senses, the instruments of all the instruments of transaction are resolved. Then the world is not there, not available. World is, it is not available for experience. When it is not available for experience, it is as good as non-existent. Is it clear now? So, the world is available for experience only when the instruments of transaction are functional, are there. But they dependent on the instruments of transaction in order to be available for experience. The world is very much dependent on instruments of transaction in order to be available for experience. Have to be transactable also. Therefore, even though this world is now available for experience, even though now the world is the waking, the Jagrat Prapanchaha, which you indicate by the pronoun, this ayam lokaha, this world at present in the waking state, very much experience, available for experience, transactable, still it is asadrupaha. And what is satyam then? What is the only satya? Only satta, only satyam, the only satya is chaitanyam, chit. Other than the chit, there is nothing which is sat, nothing which is real here. What about the whole universe which is experienced now, which is transactable now? This transactable, experienced universe is asadrupaha, as good as non-existent. Why? Because it has no independent existence. Why it has no independent existence? Because it is mithya. Why it is mithya? Because it is just the nama-rupa. It is substantial because it is nama-rupa. Okay? Then. Yatha swapnaha. So what this verse indirectly implies? How Atma, the consciousness alone is satyam. The whole prapancha which is available now for experience transactable also is asadrupaha. As good as non-existent. Like what? Like swapnaha. Swapnaha, swapna prapanchaha, how long is the swapna prapanchaha real for you? Only when you experience your swapna prapanchaha, it is real. Isn't it? But how real is it? Real means that which is there all the three periods of time, that alone is satyam. Satyam means what? Trikala abadhitam satyam. It was in the past, it is now also here, it is going to be in future also. Trikala abhaditam satya means that which is there in all the three periods of time, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, is satyam. which is eternally satyam. But here, what happens to the jagrat prapanch, swapna prapancha, it is not there. It was there in the past. Always object, the dream, swapna prapancha is available, what now? You can talk about swapna only as the object of past experience. It is never a present experience, isn't it? Oh, no. You can never talk about swapna as a present experience, current experience, object of current experience, present experience. It is always object of past experience. Therefore, yatha swapnaha uttarakshana badhataha. Uttarakshana badhataha. Now, uttarakshana, after wake up from sleep, immediately, isn't it? Once you wake up from sleep, it becomes negated as non-existent. Is there swapna now in waking anymore? Is it? On wake, uttara means later on. Uttara means later on. The dream does not continue to exist. Later on, after you wake up from kshana, kshana bata, once you wake up from sleep, within no time, you say that there is no dream anymore. Kshana, kshanena badhataha. Badhataha means it becomes what? Because it is negatable, within no time after you wake up from sleep. Uttara kshana badhataha. Badha, badha means negation. Okay? Negation here. So, badha, taha, badha or badha, badha. Okay? Badha, taha, due to its non-availability, now, within no time, after a person wakes up from sleep, uttara kshana badhataha asadrupaha, okay, kshana badhataha, the dream also is asat only, as good as non-existent. The same way this prapancha also, see, we elaborated in the other stotras, other Dakshinamurti and everywhere, but this he really makes it, takes it slowly. Just makes it clear, this prapanchaha, is it real for you? Because if you say it is real, then you talk about two realities. According to Shastram, it is the Atma, the Self, which is one, non-dual, secondless. One means Atma is Brahman. Brahman is the only reality. And this Atma is Brahman. That Brahman is the Atma, the Self of all the beings, everything else also. That means there is no second Brahman, there is no second reality. And that Atma, the Brahman, which is no secondless reality, which is non-dual reality, which is the only reality, one secondless, non-dual, only reality, that Brahman is the only Satyam. Now, then you don't need to talk about every object in the world. What about this mic? Is it real? Is it computer real? Is it checkup real? Don't say all those things. Reduce all the objects into one word. Jagat. Lokaha. Why do you want to talk about everything? Just say, use only one word. Prapanchaha. Jagat. Lokaha. Lokaha means it includes all the objects of perception. The word loka is very significant word. No way. Lokyate ane. Lokyate iti lokaha. Another interesting word. Lokati. Lokate means sees. Perceives. Verb. Lokyate means is perceived. Why the word is called lokaha? Sanskrit, beautiful, I tell you. Lokyate iti lokaha. So that which is available for perception, that which is perceived is loka. So, you have to, the whole world becomes what now? Every object of perception is loka only. And you can reduce the whole loka, means the whole universe is what now? Object of perception. The whole universe, the entire loka, being perceived, is it being perceived, is called lokaha. That means you are distinguishing whom from the loka? Loki, is it? The one who sees. The perceiver of the universe is what? No. The Atma Brahman. The perceiver is always there. Satyam. Sat is the perceiver. Perceiver, there is no perceiver other than consciousness. Therefore, the perceiver consciousness, the witness consciousness, with reference to angel, you call it a witness, isn't it? Either, are there many witnesses then? No. The witness in all the minds is one and the same. The perceiver is one and the same. Even though loka, the perceived are many, the instruments of perception are many, but the perceiver, the user, the employer of the, all the instruments of transaction is one and the same. The perceiver is Chit Chaitanyam. And the Chit alone is Satyam, the only, secondless, non-dual Satyam, Satta. What about the Lokaha then? Lokaha is Mithya. Asadrupaha. Why Asadrupaha? Mithya. Why Mithya? Namarupa. Why it is this the Namarupa non-substantial? Because there is no independent existence. Why do you call it Mithya? Because the perceiver is always there. Experience is always there. Chaitanyam is always there. As what? Perceiving, experiencing, illumining, this coming and going Jagat. Resolving, manifesting Jagat. Resolving Jagat, manifesting Jagat. Resolved Jagat, manifest Jagat. When Jagat is resolved also, perceiver, there is a perception of the resolved Jagat. You know that? Subtle, very subtle. And the Jagat is there also, this perception of the manifest Jagat. That ultimate perceiver, now you have to understand the two perceivers. Mind is a relative perceiver. Okay? Consciousness is the absolute perceiver. Ultimate seer. How do you say that? See, when the mind perceives, mind is dependent on what? No, mind is dependent on, mind has to be functional first of all. Okay? And this mind is dependent on the sense organs to have the status of being the perceiver. Isn't it? For the mind to have the status of being the perceiver, knower, seer, it is dependent on the instruments of transaction. That is why in deep sleep state we say there is no perception. Why do we say deep sleep state there is no perception, no experience? Mind is a relative experiencer. Because mind then loses its status of being the experiencer in deep sleep state. That why do we say that? Because there is no experience for us. The experience doesn't function as experiencer. There is no experience because the instruments of experience, instruments of knowledge, instruments of transaction, the sense organs are all resolved and non-functional. Whereas the absolute perceiver, the experiencer, the seer, without being dependent on any instruments of transaction also, by its mere presence, by swarupam, perceives. Just how sun illumines the whole prapancha without depending upon any intermediary instrument of illumination. Understand? It illumines the whole Jagat. So also by its swarupam, isn't it? That observer, experiencer, one who illumines the world even when it is not. I mean, illumines the absence of the world. one who experiences the absence of the world, one who experiences the presence of the world, the experiencer of the presence of the world, experiencer of the absence of the world, is always there. Okay, that experiencing is not the action, but the swarupam. Okay, see, when the world turns around the sun, the world, the from part of the world which is exposed to the sunlight, it becomes illumined, isn't it? Then that other part turns, then it becomes dark because not available. Sun is always there. The portion which is exposed to sun becomes illumined. It goes, still sun continues to be there. Sun is always there, unmoving. Similarly, Atma, the Brahman, the Chit alone is the only Satyam, always there. What now? No, knowing, illumining the presence and the absence of the universe. You get it? Knowing the presence and the absence of the world. The knower of the universe is always there. And does the Atma depend upon any other instrument or transaction to know the world is there or not? No. That is why in deep sleep state is the only what happens in deep sleep state, the whole world is not there because it is world is. It is not available for transaction perception. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. Asadrupaha. Why? Because instruments of transaction are resolved. Why? Because the mind is what now? Resolved. The mind, okay? But then, no, there is no experience of the world. There is an experience of the non-experience of the world, which you are able to talk about on waking up. That means that experiencer is there experiencing the absence of the world. Hope you are understanding. The same experiencer is now experiencing the presence of the world. Or should say presence and absence. Available world and the non-available world. Okay? Experiencing the non-availability of the world for experience, isn't it? Experiencing the non-experience of the world, experiencing the experience of the world, that which is there always is the only Satyam, Atma, the consciousness, which is Brahman, which is the Atma, the self of all the beings also. What is Jagat? The whole Jagat is Asadrupaha. It has no independent existence. The world is no independent existence. Understand? In Mahapralaya, it is resolved, isn't it? Totally resolved. Then also it is not available for experience. It is. Like just as in the seed, a tree is not available for experience. The tree is, it is not available for experience. So in Mahapralaya, the whole prapancha is unmanifest, therefore non-available for experience. In Samadhi, that world is very much is not resolved like in Mahapralaya, but still it is not available for experience because the total mind is resolved. Samadhi experience, consciously resolved. In death also, the world very much is, you go away, the world is. But still the world is not there for you, not available for experience, because the sukshma, isn't it, instruments of transaction are not available. That is the departure, isn't it? They go for a break. And in sleep also what happens? Short break. In sleep also, the world is as good as non-existent for you. Whether the world is, it is unresolved, Still, what now? It's a time, it is not available for experience. Where in the world is resolved or not available for experience, isn't it? That means, why it is not there always? Because it is dependent on, what now? Something else, ultimately Atma, to have the state, isn't it? To be experienced. Oh, it is asadrupaha. See, it's typically like your dream. The mind in the sleep must be in operation. Sleep must be, this nidra shakti must be functional, active. Only then you have dream. Nidra just goes. It is not there. The maya is active, whole prapancha is there. Maya resolves, isn't it? Maya goes, maya, na? Whole prapancha resolves. Maya is not active, the world also resolves. In Mahapalaya. Okay, that's why he says, Swapna is good, isn't it? Say it's very good. Yatha Swapnaha Uttarakshana Uttarakshana Badhataha due to the negatability. Now, immediately, for immediately after a second, you wake up from sleep, it is not there anymore. Similarly, this prapanchaha also, in the minute you wake up from sleep of ignorance, you will say, my God, where is the prapancha? It is as good as non-existent only. It's very difficult for us to accept this, huh? Is what repeated listening will make to grasp mind to scrap and scrap and scrap and then repeat and make it thin and subtle and subtle and subtle, fine, and it will make you transparent mind to have that vision. That's what the Shastram does. So beautiful. Swapno Jagarane lo Jagar likavana Jagarane lokaha
Jagarane lokaha.
There's a Purva Rupa Sandhi. You have to be very careful, okay? I'll read it anyway. Swapno Jagarane lokaha
Swapno Jagarane lokaha
Swapnepi
Swapnepi
Jagaro nahi Dvayame valaye nasti
Dvayame valaye nasti
Layopi
Layopi
Hyubhayor nacha
Hyubhayor nacha
Dvayame valaye nasti
Dvayame valaye nasti
Layopi Hyubhayor nacha.
Hyubhayor nacha.
And he elaborates on this verse again. Swapnaha. Swapno means swapnaha. Swapnaha means what? Swapna prapanchaha. Swapnaha means swapna prapanchaha. Jagarane. Jagarane. There is an avagraha. You see, avagraha, it has pura rupa sandhi. Alokaha. Alokaha means what? Lokaha is that which lokyate iti lokaha. Na lokyate iti alokaha. Look at this. Now he doesn't give you. It is not available for experience. No more experienceable. Lokaha itself means what? Experienceable is lokaha. That which is available, isn't it? Available for perception is lokaha. Alokaha means what? It is no more available for perception. It means no more experienceable. Jagarane swapnaha alokaha. Or I can say swapnaha jagarane alokaha. when you are dreaming, swapne, in dream, when you are dreaming, swapnaha jagrane alokaha, in waking state, jagranam means waking state, jagrane, in the waking state, saptami, isn't it? Swapnaha alokaha, you are not seeing the dream. The dream world is not available for experience in the waking state. If anybody says, no, no, I also experience the dream world in the waking state, and that person has, it's not normal, okay, abnormal, some problem, that is needs a different treatment. Shock treatment or chain treatment. So therefore, sopnaha jagarane alokaha means what? It is not available for perception in the waking state. It is not available anymore. Not there. Swapne api, in the same way, also in the dream experience, dream state, jagraha nahi, when the dream world is available for experience, during the dream, this jagraha nahi, the waking world, jagraha means the world available for experience in the waking state is not there. That means what? There is no waking state experience in dream. There is no dream experience in the waking state. It means they cannot be mutually, they cannot be exclusive. Both are mutually exclusive. One cannot be present in the presence of the other, isn't it? Mutually exclusive. Therefore he says, Swapne jagarane swapnaha nasti. Alokaha means not nasti. Yes, and swapne jagaraha nasti nahi. He's not there. Dvayameva laye nasti. In sleep. Layaha means sleep. In deep sleep state. In sleep. Dvayameva nasti. Both are not there. In sleep, dvayameva nasti, both are not there. Dvayam means a set of two. Dvayam here is both waking and the dream worlds, isn't it? Experiences are not there. The dream world also is not there. Waking world also is not there in deep sleep state, layaha, laye nasti. Layaha api hi ubhayoho nacha. Sleep also what now? That non-experience is not there in the dream. What is available for experience in deep sleep state? That experience in a totally non-available universe, isn't it? Non-experience is not there in waking and dream. Don't you hear what I'm saying? That's why he says, layaha api ubhayoho na. There's no, you can't say there's a deep sleep state in dream, isn't it? There's totally non-experience. You cannot say the total non-experience in dream state. You cannot say there's a total non-experience in waking state. Okay. See, what is experienced in deep sleep state, it not experienceable in dream and waking. In dream, waking is not there. In waking, dream is not there. But both are not there in deep sleep state. And the deep sleep experience is not available in waking and dream. That means what? Each state of experience is what? Experience is of what? Experience of the universe, of the loka, isn't it? And each state of experience mutually is discontinuous and mutually exclusive. Therefore what? They are all kala badhitaha, isn't it? ఈచ్ వన్ ఇస్ కాల బాధితం. ఈ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈస్ టైమ్ బౌండ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇటర్నల్. విచ్ హౌ కెన్ యూ సే వాట్ ఈస్ సత్యం దేర్ దెన్? హౌ సత్యం ఈస్ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్? ది హోల్ ప్రపంచ ఇస్ లోక. ఓకే, ది వాట్ ఈస్ లోక ఇన్ వేకింగ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది లోక ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ అండ్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్. వాట్ ఈస్ లోక ఇన్ డ్రీమ్? లోక మీన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, ఇస్ ఇట్ దాట్ వాట్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్? వాట్ ఈస్ లోక? లోకేతే ఇతి లోక, ఇస్ ఇట్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ వేకింగ్? What is lokaha in the waking is not the lokaha in the dream. What is lokaha in dream is not the lokaha in the waking. And what is lokaha in deep sleep state? These are three lokas. Lokas means what now? Three lokaha means object of experience. There is not the same object of experience, isn't it? Object of experience is different in three different states. In waking, the object of lokaha is different. Object of experience is different. In dream, object of experience is different. And in deep sleep state, object of experience is different. Isn't it? Therefore, that object of experience is different in three. Therefore, experiences are also different. Objects, lokas are different. Therefore, experiences are also different. Lokas, I mean, don't think of lokas as a world. Don't take the meaning of the word lokas as a world here. Of course, world is loka. But loka means object of experience. But the loki, isn't it? One and the same. Therefore, they are what now? Tucham. They are mithya. Not tucham. They are mithya. Asadrupaha. Why the prapancha is asadrupaha? He continues that. Trayamevam bhaven mithya.
Trayamevam bhaven mithya.
Gunatraya vinirmitam. నిత్యోహేకశ్చిదాత్మకః. So the 47th verse talked about all the lokas, all the objects of experience, thereby describe all the experiences. And those the experience, one experience being different from the other experience, and object of experience also being not being there. Each object of experience, each loka being not available for experience all the time. They are mutually exclusive and discontinuous. So, he established the smithyatvam, asadrupatvam, asadrupatvam of the lokaha. How, isn't it, how unreal, how mithya, this all the three words are. How all three words are as good as non-existent. All the three words means what? It's only one world. One universe only. But still, you're experiencing three different ways. So, mithya. It is not there all the time. Imagine if the world, this waking world is always there. In dream also it is there. Deep sleep state also it is there. Then can you call that deep sleep state then? You don't need to talk about the deep sleep state and dream state if this universe is always present. This what is the lokaha, the jagrat lokaha, the loka which is available for experience in the waking state. This loka, if it is there always continuously in dream and deep sleep state, then there cannot be such experiences called deep sleep state and dream state at all. The very fact that there is something called deep sleep state, this another experience called dream state, they're all there because of the fact that this world is not available for experience anymore. Isn't it? And when there is a dream, this is not there. And in deep sleep state, both are not there. And what is experienced in deep sleep state, it not available for experience in dream and waking also. Isn't it? So experiences vary. Because the object lokas vary. Objects of experience vary. Vary means one negates the other. Therefore, what happens? One excludes the other. Therefore, they are all what now? Object, isn't it? Limitation. Waking is different from the dream. Dream is different from deep sleep state. Deep sleep state is different from both. Each one is different from both experiences. Therefore, being different from each other, each experience has what now? The limitation. Object limitation. The same means there's no object limitation, isn't it? All the three are the same, if you say. The object limitation. One being different from the other, they limit the other. Each limits the other. Because it is different, there's a time limitation. Therefore, they're all mithya. Prapanchaha is mithya, lokaha is mithya, that's what he wants to say. Mithya means it is asadrupaha. You have to say first mithya, then you have to say asadrupaha. As good as non-existent. Now he says, Trayamevam bhaven mithya.
Trayamevam bhaven mithya.
Gunatraya vinirmitam. So, evam, in this manner, what do you understand now? In this manner, or thus, therefore, trayam mithya bhavet. Trayam means a set of three. Trayam means what a lokatrayam. Lokatrayam mithya bhavet. Understand? Now you know who is Tripura Sundari? Devi. All Tripuras, okay? You are the Tripura Sundari. Tripura Sundaraha, otherwise. Now he say, now, Lokatrayam Mithya Bhavet. Mithya Bhavati. Asadrup. Mithya Bhavati means what? Asadrupaha Bhavati. All the three worlds means what? What is Lokaha? All the three Lokas. All the three objects of experience, which can be reduced to one word, lokaha, because object of experience, is what now? Time bound and also what? Impermanent, and no, it has no independent existence. If it has independent existence, it must be always there. It should not go. Why you can't call this lokaha satyam? Why do you call it mithya? Because you have to talk about time here. Trikala abhaditam alone is satyam. Otherwise it is mithya. It is not there. Each loka is not there. All the time. So what is mithya? One reason. Why it is not there? Because there is no independent existence. If there is independent existence, it cannot go anywhere. It will be always there. It cannot disappear. It cannot become non-available for experience if it has independent existence. Because the world has the lokaha, let me use the Sanskrit word lokaha. Because the lokaha has no independent existence, The lokaha is not there always. If it has independent existence, then it should be available for everyone all the time. Get it? Therefore he says, loka trayam eva mithya bhavati. Mithya bhavet means what? Mithya bhavati. Trayam eva mithya bhavati. All three become mithya, asadrupaha. And what is this three? What is three? Even the three, you can reduce all the three into one word, lokaha. Gunatraya vinirmitam. Because the word trayam is neutergender word. So he says, gunatraya vinirmitam. Nirmitam means, mitam means measured. But nirmitam means established, founded. Vinirmitam is what? Beautifully established. Are beautifully made of, perfectly made, well made. No, visheshena nirmitam, well constructed, well built, well made. So many words you can use, well established. But here, well made, isn't it? So, gunatraya vinirmitam, made of, perfectly made of, what now? Gunatrayam. Gunatrayam means what? Gunatrayam is equal to Maya. Maya is equal to primordial subtlest matter. Gunatrayam is equal to Maya, the constitution, the combination of three subtle powers. Therefore, Gunatrayam is equal to Maya, Maya Vinirmitam. These three words. Three words means, no, three words actually. The lokatrayam is mithya because it is made of maya. It's only manifestation of maya. What is it made of? It is perfectly projected by maya only. It is just maya karyam. So, gunatraya vinirmitam means maya karyam. Dream world also is maya karyam. Deep sleep state, the lokaha, is also what? Maya. The deep sleep state lokaha is maya. Dream lokaha is also maya. And this jagrat lokaha also is maya. Lokatrayam means what? No. All the three can be reduced to one word, lokaha. All the objects of experience. You leave the word experience also now, okay? All the objects of experience are maya karyam, is mithya. Now, what about the loki? What about the seer of these three worlds? The one who experiences, the experiencer of the waking jagrat prapanchaha, the jagrat lokaha, experiencer of the swapna lokaha, experiencer of the, what now? Even sushupti loka. Sushupti loka means what now? The unmanifest universe. Unmanifest universe is what? Sushupti loka. Swapna loka, then jagrat loka. Who is experiencer of the each loka? Each object of experience. Asya drashta, seer of these three worlds is guna atitaha. Guna atitaha, free from attributes. Guna atitaha, nirgunaha. Guna atitaha means what now? Free from attribute, free from the worlds. Guna atitaha should be taken as what now? Guna atitaha means one who is free from all these three worlds. One who exists independent of the three worlds. Because how do you say guna atitaha means one who is free from gunangale kadandavan means one who is free from, one who is beyond the gunas means what? One who is beyond means one who is distinct from the gunas. What are the gunas here? Three worlds. Understand? Swapna loka, jagrit loka, sushupti loka, resolved loka, unmanifest loka, avyakta loka. Avyakta loka, see, sushupti loka is called avyakta loka. And swapna loka is vyakta loka. And purna vyakta loka is what? Jagrat loka. Vyakta loka, avyakta loka. Manifest universe and the unmanifest universe. Vyakta, avyakta loka. Vyakta sthula loka. Vyakta sukshma loka. Avyakta loka. Three. All the loka trayam is what? Mithya, sorry, gunatraya vinirmitam. All of them are products of maya only. It's all maya. The whole world is avyaktam also, it is maya itself. And the world is vyaktam also is what now? Sukshma yataya vyaktam or sthulataya vyaktam. It is manifest as the gross universe, loka or the subtle universe in dream. All of them are what? Maya karyam only. Product of maya. Therefore, but asya drashta, the one who, the experiencer, the seer, the knower of these three worlds is what now? Free from these three worlds. Guna atitaha. Free from maya. Free from guna atitaha. What now? Free from these three worlds. Three experiences. He is the experiencer bound by any experience. No. Is the light bound by the object illumined object? No. The object is there, it illumines the presence of the object. The object is not there, it illumines the absence of the object. That's all. What does it do? Light. Nothing. Just is. Opaque is dependent on the light to come to light. That's all. Similarly here, in no way it is bound. Therefore, distinct. Is there a distance between the light and the opaque? No. Illumined opaque and the illumining light? No. But is it distinct? Yes. Light is distinct. Similarly, Atma, Asya Drashta, Atma, the seer of these three, the set of these three, isn't it? Etesham, Trayanam, Lokanam, Drashta, the seer of these three, Jagrat Loka, isn't it? Avyakta Lokaha, Avyakta Lokaha, seer of this, the Swapna, Jagrat Lokaha, Swapna Lokaha, Sushupti Lokaha, seer of this Thula Lokaha, Sukshma Lokaha, Avyakta Lokaha, this seer, Guna Atitaha, completely beyond the three worlds. Beyond the three objects of experience, distinct from all the three, means completely free from all the three. Free and distinct, though not distant. But nityaha, nityaha, gunatitaha, nityaha. See, you are not having learning something new. It's just for you to be with the subject matter. Just be with it. You are made to see here. It's all vision only. Nityaha. Nitya means what now? Permanently there. Eternal. Timelessly there. There is a time when the universe is resolved. Avyaktaha bhavati. Lokaha avyaktaha bhavati. There is a time. There is a time when there is a swapna lokaha. There is a time when there is a jagrat lokaha. But is there a time? And there is a time when the time is not there, space is not there, lokas are not there, isn't it? Time is avyaktaha. Kalaha unmanifest. Space is unmanifest. All the lokas are unmanifest. Avyaktaha. Even then, who is there timelessly seeing the non-experience? Nityaha. Only then you can talk about the Nityaha. See, how will you understand what the meaning of the word eternity in English language without studying Shastra Vedanta? The meaning of the word eternity cannot understand unless one studies Vedanta. What is timelessness, one should understand. That is why we say timelessness is the very swarupam of the Atma, we say. Timelessness means what? There is nothing you can call timelessness other than consciousness, Atma. Timeless reality is of the nature of timelessness. How is it timeless? That which is there, seeing, knowing, experiencing, illumining even the absence of time. When the time is absent, when is time not there? When is the time when the time is not? Which is the time when the time is not? There is a time when the time is not. That is what? No, there is no time. Time is resolved. Avyaktaha. When everything becomes avyaktam, time also becomes avyaktam. When everything becomes avyaktam, space becomes avyaktam, everything which exists within the realm of time and space becomes avyaktam. Then also, there is what now? Seer, sitting, witnessing, without moving. As a young girl, I used to imagine, my God, I used to go to this tent. You know, tent means the thatched roof tents we used to have in villages. And my mother will never send anywhere. It belonged to one of her relatives, the thatched roof tent. It's a big, that's a theatre, okay, for a cinema theatre. We call it cinema theatre. We don't call it cinema, okay. It's our English. And then there you go, and then you know you had to just 1 rupee ticket for the bench. And you had to sit there with 35 paise. And then you go with some nice more crunchy things and eating. That's also for fun. And you can wash out. She still send me only when Sampurna Ramayanam, Lavakusha, Mahabharata, otherwise you will not send me. Only those films I used to go. I used to go with some servant and then I sit there, watch, come back. Go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and come back before 6 o'clock. That's our matinee show. So, guna atitaha nityaha. Nityaha, isn't it? The time I used to think, after everybody goes, now I want to sit for some more time. Everybody goes, how it will be, I want to see how it will be. I hope people will come and know, because that people will all be rushing after everything gets over. Tent. So everybody goes, I want to sit. Now there's some people sit and watch this thing. The whole day collection for that man must be some 10 pounds for 500 people watching that. I used to think, how would it be if everybody goes and I sit and watch, see this hall empty. Very thought was not very good, isn't it? Oh, let me go. I don't want to see it like that. Imagine there is something which is there when the whole prapancha resolves. That seer, drashta, the whole prapancha becomes avyaktaha. The lokaha is no more lokaha. When it is avyaktaha, it is alokaha. Swapna lokaha, jagrad lokaha, but sushupti, there is alokaha. The loka becomes lokaha only when it is vyaktaha. It is avyaktaha, it is alokaha. When is the world lokaha? When it is vyaktaha. When it is unmanifest, it is alokaha. Not available for experience. It is, isn't it? Then, there is a seer, drashta. See, distinguishing the Atma and establishing timelessness of the Atma. There is a time, the jagrat lokaha becomes alokaha. There is a time, swapna lokaha becomes alokaha. Not available for perception. All the loka become avyaktaha. Swapna and jagrat becomes avyaktaha, unmanifest. Then that avyaktaha, lokaha is avyaktaha, it is alokaha.
When the loka becomes avyaktaha, it is no more lokaha, it is alokaha. When it is not available for experience also. Seeing the non-availability of the world, non-availability of the, seeing the loka being not there, no more object of experience, isn't it? The one who is there, traye api, loka traye api, asya drashta, asya loka trayasya drashta, the seer of the three, does not move, does not change, is always there, seeing the presence and absence of the worlds. That seer is what now? Free from the seen worlds. Guna atitaha means free from the seen worlds, free from the unseen and the seen worlds. At the same time, the seer is also what? Nityaha is eternal, eternal seer of the time-bound seen and the unseen worlds. Unseen, is it? Unseen world also what now? Unseen world also is time-bound because it's no more unseen, it becomes seen. The seen also is no more seen because it becomes unseen. The seer of the seen and the unseen worlds is eternally present. Eternal seer. Seer is eternal, seen worlds are time-bound, non-eternal. Seer is permanent, seen worlds are impermanent. Seer is free from the seen worlds, guna atitaha. Here you don't use the word free from attributes. Even though the word gunatitaha literally means free from attributes, we should take it here as what? One who is free from, because free three worlds. Cha three gunas. Three gunas stands for the world loka here. Whereas the worlds are not free from what now? Free means what? They're dependent on the seer. The seer is independent. And that seer, now he goes now, hi ekaha, look at this, ekaha, worlds are three, unseen world, subtle world and gross world, sthula lokaha, sukshma lokaha, avyakta lokas, and also what, avyakta lokaha, unseen world, unmanifest world. But the seer is ekaha, lokatrayam. But what now? Lokatrayam is gunatraya nirmitam. But seer is ekaha. The seer of the three is the same, one and the same. The experiencer is the same. And who is that only eternal seer, free from all the three objects of its three worlds, unseen and the seen worlds, vyakta and the man avyakta worlds, he is chid atmakaha, one who is in the form of, that which is in the form of pure consciousness. Chid atmakaha means in the form of consciousness. That seer, in which form is the seer? You talk about the seer, isn't it? In which form is the seer? In which form can you see the seer? That seer is in the form of pure consciousness. That means what? The seer is none other than pure consciousness. Atmakaha means in the form of. Suppose you want to look for the seer, you want to recognize. And then so you want to know, you want some, in what form is it available? Come on, it is in the form of pure consciousness. There is no seer other than consciousness. Trayamevam bhaven mitya. Gunatraya vinirmitam.
So gunatraya vinirmitam,
maya, product of, made of maya. And gunatitaha, free from three lokas. Three lokas means what now? Vyakta, avyakta, lokas. Maya lokas. Maya lokas means now, maya products the worlds. One who is free from. Because the beyond means, now Swamiji always very careful about using the meaning, the word beyond. Because beyond means you see somewhere there. Isn't it? Swamiji never likes it because always we get our own, the words can confuse. Just distinct. Distinct and free. Why I talk about distinct and free? Because not distant. It is very clear. Nityaha yekaha chid atmakaha. Therefore what? That drashta alone is satyam. Nityaha yekaha chid atmakaha gunatitaha drashta eva satyam. This lokatrayam vyakta avyakta lokaha, what now? Maya nirmitam, what now? Mithya asadrupaha. Okay, I'll stop here. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.